Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, go back on. I think I find out what's going on here. Okay. All right. Thank you for helping me out here. Okay. All right, dear. Bye-bye. Okay. You still there, guys? Sometimes we have technology issues that goes on here, and it's beyond our control because it is. But I call upon Lord Michael, the ascended host, ascended master, to help me out this morning with the programming, and for some areas of the country, it seemed to work better than it do other areas of the country. So we are going to continue to go forward and to continue to allow this to go. We're not going to stop. So if for any reason that you're not able to tune in, you can always go back and listen to an archived show. Okay? So we are grateful for that. So, all right, let's get started here. I think my problem may be something that I did with my microphone and caused it to act up. So let me just do one more thing, guys, because I want to make sure that this is an important show, and I want to make sure that everything is going to be great. Okay, let's hold on for 1 second. Okay. Back on the air. Go back on the air. Okay, guys, no more interruption now. Okay, we're good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyway, all of you who you missed the tune-in part this morning, you missed the prayer, but you can always call in and hear that stuff all over again, okay? I'm grateful for you for tuning in and everything as well. So we're going to just go forward this morning and with great anticipation that everything is going to work out in the manner that it needs to work out, okay? The shift is happening now. That's what this show is called. The shift is happening now. And believe me, beloved ones, I understand, and I understand what's going on. Many of you may be feeling and looking outside of yourself and realizing that you're feeling a little out of balance these days. And that's a normal thing with what's transpiring, not only what's transpiring on the universe itself, on the physical plane, but what's transpiring in your life. There is a shift taking place, and we are in the midst of this shift, and it's happening, beloved one, and you can't stop it. You can participate in it if you want to, or you can stand on the side and let it just happen, but you are in the midst of a spiritual shift that's taking place. And like I said, you're fortunate and blessed if you're able to have a spiritual connection at this point. If you're feeling spiritually connected to the universe, then this is a wonderful time for you, because this is a time where you're going to expand and grow in a manner that is way beyond your total expectations of what's going to happen. You're going to be so blessed and so gratefully in tune. So we want to thank you for allowing yourself to be at that level of consciousness. You did it. You brought yourself to this level of consciousness and awareness. It's great for you to be there. So I want you to appreciate that, and that you're in the right place at the right time, because you chose to be here, you know. This was your choice to be here at this particular moment, and we are grateful that you are here, and we're grateful for you being where you are. So what you're experiencing is a spiritual shift, and it is affecting you in many levels. And you may not even be aware, but you're affected at many levels. And one thing I can tell you, that the effects of what you're feeling is temporary from the aspect of the disconnect or the unbalancing that you may be feeling. Okay, that part is temporary. That will go away. Then you can. I can't tell you how long it's going to last, because I have no idea. That's way beyond my pay grade to be able to tell you how long you're going to go through that process and how long this whole process is going to take for us to ascend to that higher level. But we do know that sometimes, and most of the time, things have to be rearranged in the universe and other for things to for us to really to make an upward mobility conscious growth. Other words, there has to be change, beloved one. There has to be change. So we are looking out and seeing change in society like we have never seen before. The things you are experiencing, the things you are seeing are just like, wow. It makes you really wonder, stop and wonder what is really going on. But that is part of the rearrangement and the shift that's taking place. And that has to happen, okay? And not only does it have to happen on the physical plane, on the in society as a mess, it has to happen with you too, okay? If you are part of the shift, so you too will begin to experience different things happening in your physical realm, surroundings. Not only that, you will begin to feel different changes in your physical bodies. Your bodies are being shifted and changed, beloved one, because in order to hold the higher vibration of the higher levels of consciousness, your body has to be in condition to do that. It's a lot of energy when you shift from a three-dimensional being to your fifth consciousness, fifth level, going through your fourth. Your body, you're carrying a whole lot of more energy. And so your body has to be ready for that. And if not, you're going to cause problems in your physical body. As a matter of fact, your physical body is just not going to take it. It's not going to take it. So you are shifting and your body are changing. Things are changing inside of you. And it's, like I said, it's happening physically. It's happening mentally. And it's also happening in your spiritual world all at the same time. But let me just reassure you one thing, beloved one. All is well and everything is in divine order. And therefore, I think that most of the people here listening today will probably understand that when I talk about dimensions, I'm talking about different levels of spiritual consciousness. That's what it all is. When you're talking about dimension, you're talking about spiritual consciousness of where you're at and how you are going. We are all eventually going to reach that higher state of consciousness. We're all going to reach that at some point. Some of us may have to have many more incarnations in order to get there. We're going to have it. A lot of you have had a lot of incarnations up to this point. Some of you have come here. You're old souls. You've been here on planet Earth 1,000 times, you know, at least hundreds of times. And I don't know where else you may have reincarnated because Earth ain't the only planet, okay? So you may have been through some other reincarnation, some other format. So we thank you for just allowing yourself to come to experience what you have to experience, okay? So we, like I said, when we're talking about dimension, we're talking about consciously, and everyone's going to reach there, and they have to. Some of them are going to have to take more and more time. The fifth dimension and beyond is what we're sort of putting our focus on today. We're going to be talking about going into that aspect of spiritual consciousness. Now, some of us have been blessed and fortunate to at least to get a glimpse of our fifth dimension. We have been able to peep in and see and have a few experiences of what it's like to be in the fifth dimension. But very few people are experiencing the fifth dimension in consistency. Okay, it's okay. You put your toe, you know, like you're getting in a hot bath of water. You stick your toe in the bath, and then you and you get the feel of it. Well, a lot of us have stuck our toes into the fifth dimension, but we have not decided, or we have not consciously prepared ourselves to be there and stay there. Okay, beloved one, that is because when you get to your fifth dimension, that is where the magic begins. Okay, that's really where the magic begins. So, and we have to have enough consciousness to be able to maintain that spiritual fifth dimension. It ain't just getting there, but you got to, there's a process that has to go through. And we're going to talk about the process today as well as how to get there and how to maintain, how to stay there, okay? And like I said, when I talk to you guys, I'm talking to you because I am depending on my spiritual help to help me out. Some of these things, yes, hey, some of these things, I'm not totally aware of in some sense, but I call on my spirit, my higher God, to do it. I'm working today with Saint Germain, who is one of my favorite ascending masters. And I have a picture of him on my wall, and I'm looking at him, he's looking in my eyes, and I'm looking in his eyes. So I'm feeling the violent flame today, guys. So, you know, if it comes across like that, that's what's happening. The energy of the violent flame is flowing through me this day, okay? So anyway, there are many beings that show up here on planet Earth that are already in their level. There's a lot of avatars that have come through onto the Earth realm. These avatars, beloved ones, came here already in their fifth dimension of consciousness, and some of them maybe even higher, but at least they were in the fifth dimension of consciousness when they arrived. Let's talk about, like, beloved Jesus. Jesus came here with fifth dimensional DNA already inside of his spiritual structure. Yes, he had to take some trainings. He had to learn some things. He had to be taught some things by his beloved grandmother, Saint Anna, who is a saint in her own right and a divine being in her own right, that taught him and helped him to stay in that fifth dimension and go even beyond. She was there to incentivize him. Now, then also Sai Baba. Sai Baba, oh my God. Sai Baba was phenomenal, beloved ones. If you want to do some research, go do some worship on Sai Baba. See, Jesus went to Sai Baba's temple, stayed there for almost 2.5 years just to learn, to be able to ascend and to be able to do things that he needed to do. Matter of fact, his father, Joseph, ascended from Sai Baba's ashram in India. Because Joseph, Jesus' father, who's the one who introduced him and took him into Sai Baba's ashram. And that's where Joseph made his ascension. They say it was a marvelous event that happened as he ascended into to a higher level of consciousness and moved on. So you got Sai Baba, you had Jesus, and there was many other yogis and any other spiritual beings who have come here already in the fifth dimension. And that's a beautiful thing, okay? So the fifth dimension will be something that we will all eventually obtain at some point. Some of us are going to get there a little faster than others, but it is good. And that is where you really get to utilize your gifts, your talents, your spiritual gifts. You think that you may have got it going on now, but when you get into your fifth dimension of consciousness, beloved ones, you will be doing things that are just going to be magical. You know, healing and teleporting and intuitive intuition and understanding will be a second nature. You will be able to do all those magnificent spiritual gifts that you read about and hear about when you're in the fifth dimension. You'll be able to do those kind of things. And the beautiful thing about it, we can attain that fifth dimension while we're in our physical bodies as it is today. That's a beautiful thing, to be able to get to that level. You don't have to be pure spirit to be in the fifth level. You can be in your physical bodies and reach the fifth dimension of consciousness. And that's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful. But majority of people who incarnate, beloved ones, incarnate at a three-dimensional. Let's tell it like it is. The majority of people who come into this earth realm come in a three-dimensional unconscious. And there's a reason for that, okay? This is where we learn and grow spiritually, beloved ones. This planet, this big planet called Earth, is nothing but a big spiritual school. This is where you come to learn how to ascend and how to work toward getting back to your Godhead, okay? So when you come here on planet Earth, you come here with the intent of growing and the intent of going and having experiences that you need. But planet Earth is a low-dense and low-vibrational planet. There are other planets in the universe that are high vibrational starting off, you know, and from my understanding, Venus is one of them. That the vibration, it's a high spiritual planet. And I'm sure there's many more there, but planet Earth is a little dense. But we choose to come there because we need this experience as a soul. You see, beloved one, it's okay that you came here and that you came in on the three dimensions, but that's helped you to ascend, okay? So, but you came here to learn life challenges and to work through. So challenges are nothing but an opportunity to grow, beloved one. So I know many of us have many challenges during our lifetime, and we are sometimes overwhelmed, but every challenge that you have, beloved one, will help you to be able to grow spiritually. So embrace your challenges, knowing that something good is going to come from it, because you have to utilize your spiritual being, your spiritual mind, to be able to get you out of these situations sometimes. So each time that you have a challenge that makes you go deep into your being and raise your spiritual consciousness up, it is towards your growth. Okay, it is towards your growth. So appreciate your challenges. They come. Many of you have come here and been through this many times. Like I told you, some of you have been here hundreds, some of you have been here thousands of times. But it's okay, because this is where you're coming to plant your ground and come and do it. But think about it, you don't want to have to keep coming back to this dense planet. You want to make your ascension, so you don't have to keep coming back, beloved one. And that's why I'm here to emphasize with you today. We're going to talk about you getting your spiritual energy, your consciousness, to the point where you can get ready to make your ascension and not have to come back here on planet Earth unless you choose to. Okay, there's many ascended masters and different ones who are at a level that they can stay in that realm of spirituality and that realm of higher consciousness, and that obtain where you with the Christ consciousness and you're moving at that higher realm. But they choose to come back here on planet Earth because they want to come back to help each one of us to be able to grow. Okay, I think that's a pretty marvelous thing, knowing that you can be in that angelical realm and be there and just enjoy the perfection of your spirit, but you choose to come back here on planet Earth so you can assist someone else to grow. That's what you call an unselfish spirit, for sure, beloved one. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about back in 2012. I don't know how many of you can go back that way. You should, baby. You ain't none of you that old. But anyway, 2012, I was in Sedona, and I was remembering my experiences there. I was at the Hilton Hotel with one of my beloved dear spiritual friends, and we were participating in an event that was really phenomenal, an event. And this in January 2012 was actually a very significant time, because the portals, the spiritual portals, were opening up and making itself available to those who desire to move to a higher state of consciousness. That portal began to widen. And then there were always ways that people got to that higher level at all times. I'm not saying that something happened, but at that particular time, the portals began to open up for us to be able to really expand and move quickly into that higher state of consciousness. And it's still going on. The portal is still open, beloved one. So we are now embracing that and allowing that energy to flow and allowing that ourselves to grow into that and to be able to reach that higher state of consciousness and awareness. And that pathway door is still open. It's not a totally automatic kind of thing, though, beloved. Let me not get you confused that you think you can just automatically walk in. No, it's not like that. You have to do some things, and you have to be ready. You have to be able to prepare yourself to be able to go into that higher level of consciousness, okay? So you may have some obstacles, and you have some things that you have to go through, but that's okay. That's what you're doing. You are now beginning to really prepare yourself to ascend into that fifth dimensional consciousness. So it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time that we are experiencing, beloved ones. The portal is still open. I don't know how this express portal will stay open for how long. I don't know. I have no idea. But I know the portal of your higher growth is open now. So let's take advantage. Let's do all we can do to get there and utilize this opening period, where we are given the opportunity to ascend into that higher level and to have that experience. So, like I told you before, all of us should want to get to at least to our fifth dimension of consciousness, because that's where the magic starts. Honestly, beloved one, that's where this is where you learn, where you get a chance to experience all the things that you have gone through in your third and fourth dimension, all the obstacles and all the challenges and all the stuff that you have had to endure. Now you get to see why you endured them and why you were there and why you were having that experience, because you are now in this new state of being that life will take on a whole new spiritual, especially from your spiritual. Now, I do understand that there are some spiritual beings who do not necessarily want to ascend to that higher state of consciousness. They're enjoying their 3D. They enjoy the physical aspect of things, and some of them are just afraid to change. But there are some people who enjoy this physical thing of what they do, all the physical stuff they do, and they're caught up in it because they think that it brings them such gratification and pleasure at the time, and this is where the world, and they don't want to change. They want to stay into that state of all that physical stuff that keeps them bounded and keep them connected to the earth to be able to do. But so that is not where we here on this air, listen to this program today, we are not wanting to experience that and not want to stay connected to that third dimensional thinking and third dimensional feeling. So, beloved one, the rest of the show, we're going to be talking to those who are designed to make that shift into their fifth dimension, because that is where we are going to do, and that is where we want to be able to move our thought process, and we want to be able to eliminate our incarnations. We don't want to have to keep back coming to do this and to have to go through this process. Now, it's okay that you're incarnating regularly because you're helping to work off your karma. And, of course, in each life experience you have, it helps you spiritually to grow. But we talk about now getting on the fast track, okay, and doing what we need to do to get to that higher state and to stay there. We don't just want to stick our toes in the water of spirituality. We want to be able to get to that level where we can operate and stay there. And there's other higher levels beyond the fifth dimension. That is probably one of the great steps to go. But you got to go through that in order to get there. There you can. I don't know how many levels. I've heard about 10, 11, maybe even more. I have no idea what's going on with that, but I do know there is more, there is higher steps beyond your fifth dimension of spiritual consciousness, okay? So we want to go as far as we want to go, because we are working ourselves to reunite with the Godhead. That's what it's all about, beloved one. You want to get back to your source. You want to get back to your creator to be able to be embraced by the creator that created your soul. And that is what our whole objective is, to work to getting back to our creator. Okay? So that's what you need to do, beloved one. You see, your creator who created you wanted that for you. And that's why he gave you the path to be able to reincarnate and to be able to have the experiences to be able to do that. Okay? So it's every time you're doing it, you're ascending and you're going higher, higher and higher. But we're going to work now on taking advantage of this portal that's open so we can get through the processes even faster. And so there are certain steps that you want to have to take. And that's what we're going to start to talk about now. Some of the things that you have to do in order to prepare yourself to get to that higher state of consciousness and to be able to stay there and be there, okay? We talking about preparing yourself and getting ready, because we getting ready to get out of here, okay? We are getting ready to get out of this slow dimensional third process. We have had enough of this stuff, okay? So let's do what we need to do to prepare ourselves. So one of the first things that you have to do is that you have to begin to condition your mind and thought to be and positive. You have to have positive thoughts. You have to begin to to come, be able to have discipline over your mind and your thoughts and your feelings, to be able to utilize your positive energy, okay? That's going to help you tremendously to utilize your positive energy to be able to help you to make your ascension. So you have to take charge, beloved one, of what you're speaking, of what you're thinking, and the words you're using, because that is part of your necessity to stay in that, how you get in that, how to say, is to stay in a positive state of mind. And you need to be able to project positive energy. When you're positive, beloved one, people know it, because there's the energy that you project. Feel that positive vibration that you're able to project to others. When you're positive, people can feel you. They know that's what's going on. They understand that you got something special, and you want to have that something special going on all the time. So we want to work on our positive thoughts and vibration. And, beloved ones, I can't overemphasize this. If it means that you have to change your circle of friends, change your circle of associations and associates, then you must do it, okay? You must do it. You got to be willing to change to be able to ascend, to go to that higher state, okay? So don't allow yourself to be in that negative environment of people. I understand sometimes you have the family members or loved ones that you know that you, that's in your family, or people who are around you, and you just can't talk, you can't walk away from them, but you got to find a way to put a shield in that don't allow their negative energy to project you. And I would suggest to you, one of the better ways to do that is use the violent flame. Find you some meditations or something that you can use, some affirmation to keep your physical body in the flow of the violent flame, to keep the negativity away from you, okay? But now, let's talk about one of the other steps, love. But everyone, it is a necessity that we must show love to our brothers and sisters, okay? And when I'm talking about our brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about just your immediate family. I'm talking about your human family. And your human family come in rainbows. You know, you come black, you come white, you come yellow, you come red, all segments of people. We are all the same, beloved one. Don't get caught up in the illusions of what one looks like. You chose this physical body to come in as whatever. If you are a Native American, next time you may come here as a Caucasian person. If you are an African American, next time you may come here as a Chinese person. Okay? It all depends on what you need. Okay? So don't get caught up on people's skin color. That is an illusion, and that will take you off the rim. So don't allow that to be able to track you in any way. Learn to show love to your brothers and sisters of all things. You cannot make your ascension without being showing love. You have to learn to see God in everyone, beloved one. Until you get to the point where you can see God in the homeless guy on the street, and you can see God in the president. You have to be able to see God in every human being. Because you know what? Every being on this planet has the same essence of God in them that you have in you. Okay, you are no better than anyone. Just because someone is down on their luck, or if you may want to call it, and they're living on the streets or wherever they're living at, you know better than them. Really, you're not. Okay, you just happen to have used your free will and use your conscience to stay above the fray. You know, anybody, any day, you just a day away from collapsible, crazy stuff happening. Okay, so be grateful, be thankful, and look at that person with love, regardless of where they are, okay? Because you know better than they are. So love people wherever they are. Accept people from where they are, beloved one, because that same God is inside of them, that's inside of you. And it's very, very important that you begin to understand that. I understand a lot of people may not act like they're God-like. I know that. I know some of them myself who don't act very godlike, and don't even want to act godlike, you know. But you got to understand that they were given free will, so it's a choice of how they act. But you are conscious and you're aware, and you got to treat them just as if they're any other person to see. You got to see the God in them. And until you can see the God in everyone, you will not make your step into the fifth dimension, beloved. You have to be at that level where you can see and feel God in every other person. And guess what? It is not your job to judge. You know, you are not a judge. That's not your judging is left to the universal itself. The universe take care of everything. We get away with nothing. Everything you do come back to you. Everything that you think come back to you. So stop judging people. Stop it. It ain't your job to judge people. The universe will take care of that. It ain't your job to hold grudges against people. The universe take care of all that. Your job is to see love in everyone. Okay? That's what you need to do, beloved one. You have to remember that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Okay? So you need to understand that you need to be able to walk in and have that understanding that what's going on with that. Okay? There is a point in time where you have to understand that you have to be able to forgive. That's a big one, beloved one. You know, we all have things that we need to do. And most of us have the biggest challenge is forgiving ourselves. You know, how many of you are still beating yourself up for something happened in your childhood? How many of you are still beating up or holding on to something about what your parents did in your childhood? How many? Many of us, we're looking at it in society as it is. Now, I'm not saying that it automatically changes, that you know, you're not going to have the thought, but do not allow yourself to live in your past experiences and hold on to things that happened to you in your life. You have to get to the point where you can totally forgive. You know, and we all have things. We all are, and I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about myself too, okay? When I have a lesson with you, I'm talking about me too, beloved one. I am not a perfect spirit, okay? And I'm growing just like you guys are. So, but anyway, I understand that forgiveness is key to making your ascension, to moving into a higher state. Even if you're not ascending at the time, but at least to be able to move into that fifth dimension, you need to be able to be at the level that you can forgive. Now, we have to have, when I say forgive, we have to have that kind of forgiveness like Jesus had. When Jesus was on the cross, beloved ones, when the Roman soldiers who were only doing what they were told to do, and they had already stuck a spear into the ribs of Jesus, and he was bleeding. And Jesus screamed out and said, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Beloved ones, we have to have that same type of forgiveness. I know you got some of us going to have to work on it, but we got to have that same kind of forgiveness. You know, too many of you are sitting around, going around, having ill feelings toward family members, to friends and stuff like that. You're not speaking to people because of that. You're not able to forgive. How are you going to make your ascension if you can't forgive somebody who's part of your blood or your family member or whatever? You got to rise above that, beloved one. You got to find a way. You pray and ask God to touch your heart that you can truly forgive. And guess what? The person don't have to be there in order you to forgive them. You and they may be gone on into another dimension or go already left the planet, but you can forgive them. You can have a conversation with their spirit. Whoever that person was, you just say, hey, I'm calling up the spirit of John Brown, and I need to speak to him because I need to forgive him. I need him to forgive me. I'm calling on you, and I'm asking forgiveness. Do the work in the spiritual realm if you're not able to make the physical contact. If you can make the physical contact, that's beautiful. That's good too, okay? And you don't have to worry about when you're doing forgiveness work, you don't have to worry about whether that person forgive you. That's not your job to worry about whether the person forgive you back. Forgiveness is about you. About you being able to be released and let go of those things that are holding you bound. Beloved one, we talk about moving in a higher state of consciousness and moving into our fifth dimension where all the wonderful and magic things begin to happen that I was telling you about. So we don't want nothing to hold us back. So if it means that you have to be willing to forgive your brother, forgive your sister, forgive your father, forgive your mother, anybody who done something to you that was not pleasurable or discomfort to you, then you have to forgive them, okay? After all, you chose your parents. Your parents didn't choose you. So if they didn't go totally the way you thought it was, yes, it did, because you chose your parents, and you knew what was going to be in store for you, okay, on the other side, okay? That lesson has helped you to grow. So let it go. it's over. It's done. They're gone. You be free. You know, just be free and relieve those people and let them go so you can get ready to ascend to that higher state of consciousness, beloved one. That is utmost important. Okay? You must be able to do that. Don't carry these non-forgiving things into your death or into your next life. Okay? You don't need to do that. Most of you need to know and to just totally let go. Okay? So we're not going to go talk about that no more. That's the important part. Next thing we want to talk about is recognizing our I am presence. Beloved ones, oh my goodness gracious. Your creator created you. When your spirit was created, your creator put in your spiritual makeup their consciousness, their DNA. Your spiritual DNA is the same as the universe of God that created you. You are exact replicas of the gods that created you. Your DNA is inside of you, and that's how they gave you that energy, that spiritual consciousness inside of you to be able to sustain and to grow and to ascend. You are co-creators with God in your life. So start, wake up to who you really are, beloved ones. You are spiritual beings having a human experience all the time. So wake up and understand that God self is inside of you, okay? You need to do that. You need to begin to honor your I am presence and give gratitude and thanks for your I am presence. It's always been with you. And every incarnation you make, your I am presence is going to be there with you. Never forsake you, never leave you, never do anything but help you to be able to grow. Okay? So stay, recognize your I am presence. You got to recognize your I am presence to be able to make your ascension, your ascending even into that fifth dimension and beyond. You got to recognize that I am presence inside of you, beloved one. And so now we're going to talk about your physical temple, because I told you earlier, you may have missed the part of the show where I tell you it is your physical temple has to be altered to the point where it can hold the energy into your physical body. The more energetic you come, the more that violent flame of energy into your body, you're going to be carrying a higher voltage. And when that voltage is being high, your physical body has to be able to carry it. If not, you're going to have problems, beloved one. Okay, so we're talking about you taking care of your temples the way that you need to take care of your temple and do what you need to do. I'm not going to sit here and have a conversation so much about what you should eat or what you shouldn't eat. You know what you should do, and that you are, and you need to take care of yourself in the way that you are. I will say this, though. You're not an animal. You're not an animal. So your digestive tract was not set up to digest flesh. And I'll leave that like that, right? Okay, beloved one. You are not an animal, and you don't have canine teeth, and your body is not set up to digest and to eliminate flesh and like an animal is. So be careful. You want to do your body inside. If you really want to make your higher into going, move to the higher realm, you're going to have to make sure that you get your body prepared to go. Because the spirit may be willing to go, but the body ain't go, it ain't going to happen. Okay, the spirit is just leave your body and go and come back again and pick another body. All right, so you want to be able to get into that fifth dimension, enjoy it while you're here, even in your physical body as you are today, beloved one, to be able to reach that higher state of consciousness and to prepare yourself for that. So we are in the preparation stage to develop and to be able to have that energy to carry. So we want to make sure that we are aware. And in your process, your physical body preparing itself to hold this energy, it's going to go through some changes. Your body will go through some changes. You may be experiencing some things you've never experienced before, and you're wondering what's going on. You may be having challenges with your health, but it's part that's preparing you and making you have to dive deep into yourself to raise your physical temples up. So do not panic, beloved ones. Okay, just work on developing your spiritual self and learn to use your energy to heal yourself and to help you to rise above. Many of us are having health challenges, and that's okay. That's part of the shift and getting our bodies prepared to be able to sustain that high voltage and high frequency. You know, I have a friend of mine that always tells me about electrical voltage. She said, James, that's why your computers and your phones and everything go crazy because of your voltage, and you're blowing it up and you're causing problems just because your voltage is high and it's coming through. But yes, beloved one, energy is real, and you have to be able to hold that energy, and you want to be able to do that as you it's necessary for you to be able to do that. And finally, we're going to get into talking about faith and desire. Beloved ones, in order to get to that fifth dimension, you have to have a desire to want to get there. You have to have the desire to want to get there. You have to make that one of your passions every day, that I'm working on myself to make it into that higher level of consciousness and to be able to stay there. And then I'm not talking about sticking your toes in there. You know, you don't fool yourself and think that you're in your fifth dimension if you ain't able to operate and be there on a permanent basis, okay? That's what I'm talking about, being able to be there and to be able to know that you're in total control of what's going on around you. And that's what we all are working on. So you have to have the desire to want to get there. You have to have the faith and belief that your I Am presence is working in your behalf to help you to make it to that level. Faith. Faith is brings all of it together, beloved one. You have to have faith in your God self to move to that higher state of consciousness. You have to have it. You can't get around it. There's no way that you can get around raising your consciousness and not believing that you are being supported by your higher self. And if you missed last week's show, go back and listen to it, okay? Because I talked about utilizing all the tools, all the things, all the support you have in order to be able to raise through. You have so much support, so many beings are just waiting for you to say, let me in. I want to help you. I want to help you to ascend, help you to go through this earthly realm. They're waiting on you. They're not going to step in unless you ask, beloved one, but they are ascending masters, there's archangels, there's guardian angels, all these beings who are just waiting for you to invite them in, okay? They're sitting there, and that's their duty, and that's their responsibility to look out for you, and they will. They cannot refuse you because that is their order. They have been given orders from the creator that it is your job to help these beings in this realm and to help in the angelical realm and do what they need to do. But if you call upon your ascended masters, pick one that's choosing and comfort you. Call upon your ascended master. Call upon Mother Mary. Call upon Saint Germain. Call upon the cosmic Christ. Whoever you connect with, and begin to work with that energy and watch and see what happens in your overall existence, how things begin to work out, how things begin to become more supportive and how it need to do, okay? You really have to do that, beloved one, because they are there. You know, every week that I do this show, there's one thing I say to you all the time, that you are gods and goddesses, okay? You are gods and goddesses, that your DNA, your spiritual DNA, is the same as God, and that you were created. That's what it means when we say you were created in the image of God. They're not talking about you to go look in the mirror and say, oh, God looks like me. He's a handsome or a beautiful person. He looks like me. No, God, it's not about that. It's about that inside of you. Your I Am presence is that God inside of you. That is that you were made in the image of all of us. That's why when you look at another person, understand that you're looking at God as well, and accept them regardless of where they're at, now, regardless of what they look like, or regardless of who they are. You learn to accept and understand that flow of DNA is in that other person, just like it is you. And if you're able to do that, then you'll be able to embrace and understand people better and be able to connect with people better, because you're looking beyond their physical appearances. Okay, Don't look at people's physical appearance. Look at their inner being, beloved one. Look at who they are. Look at who they really are, their spiritual self, the essence of who they are and who they are, because they have been infused with the Spirit of God, just like you are. So embrace your brothers and sisters and learn to understand that you are one and that we all are working toward moving to that higher state of consciousness. And that's where we want to be and should want to be. I don't knock people who do not want to move to that higher state. That's them. If they're happy here going through this dense planet and enjoying their so-called physical pleasures, and then so be it, okay? We cannot judge. We have no judge to judge by what other people do and what they do. I just say that, hey, they're all going to get there. They may take them more incarnations than it may take you or me, because we have come to the point to understand that we are ready to make this transition into our higher state of consciousness. So do that, beloved one. Work on yourself constantly. Use your energy. Contact your spiritual being and work with your spiritual being and ask your higher self to help you to get to that higher level. They are there waiting for you to help support you to wherever you need to go and where you want to be. Because you know what, beloved ones? You have a divine right to be able to make your higher dimension. You have a divine right to make your ascension. You have a divine right to be able to go back and be with your creator. You have a divine right. You were designed that way. That is something that's already inside of you, already part of you. So learn to understand who you really are, gods and goddesses. You know, and I talk about that all the time, and I think that if we were able to really to embrace that idea of us being gods and goddesses, that we could almost instantaneously ascend to that higher state. When you really understand who you really are, and the God force that is inside of you, and that have given you everything you need to do, and you really 100% embrace that, oh my God, how powerful life will be for you when you're able to do it, okay? When you're able to stay focused and know, regardless of what else is going on around you, too often we allow our outside distractions take us away from that idea and thought. But you, beloved ones, are gods and goddesses in the flesh. And I don't know how to make it any more plainer than that. Okay? Well, I tell you one thing, beloved ones. I don't know if you had – we had a little challenge getting started off, and I think that was due to the operator. But anyway, I asked Lord Michael to help me out with that, so we were able to get straight and get it back on track. So anyway, I thank you. I am so, so, so grateful for each one of you. You know, I'm sending you love, and I'm sending you healing and health, and hopefully that, and prayerfully, that each one of you will do well this week and have a wonderful weekend, and work on doing your spiritual work. Work on developing your spiritual work. Take time out each day to do spiritual work, to be able to do what you need to do. Okay? So I'm grateful for you for coming in and doing what you need to do. Okay, so we're going to close with prayer like we usually always do, and that's a wonderful thing to be able to give God gratitude and thanks for allowing us to experience and have what we do. Like I tell you all the time, I'm just a vessel, and I'm grateful that God is using me to do what I do. But what I do is nothing special than what all the rest of you can do. Okay, it is God and me. It is the God and me that do the work. I don't do nothing. I'm just here as a vessel, allowing God to use me to be able to deliver a message or a word of hope to be able to help you to expand your consciousness. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, we give thanks this day for another day of life. We thank you, God, for the message that you have allowed us to participate in today. We thank you, God, for all that you have allowed to show up. We thank you, God, for helping us out with the technology this morning to be able to do this show. We are grateful and we are thankful for all that you allowed. So as we go through this week, God, bless us. Give us strength, give us knowledge, and give us wisdom to be able to shift and change whatever we need to do in order to prepare ourselves to get to that higher state of consciousness, to be able to know that we are connected. And most of all, God, give us the ability to see that I am present in each one of us. Let us not be blinded by one's physical appearance, knowing that one, we are all one, regardless of how we may look or what body form we've taken. We are all one with you, God, and we are all one with each other. So give us the ability to accept that, that we will begin to love at a whole new level. Then we will begin to demonstrate and show and project love to all of our brothers and sisters on this planet. And we will come to the full understanding that we are gods and goddesses, that we will know that we are. And we pray, God, for to taking care of these physical bodies. Give us instructions on how we must do and give us guides on how to take care of our physical bodies. You gave us these spiritual beings, spiritual bodies. Now we need to have more understanding on how to take care of our physical bodies. So we say, God, give us instruction. So we pray. I pray today for special blessings for all of those frontline workers who are working with loved ones with the virus and whatever's going on with that, that you protect each one of those beloved souls who have committed to helping each other. And we pray most of all for those who are sick and who are having health challenges today, that you will come with them, be with them, bless them, and give them strength to endure, knowing that that it is all as well, that we will, you embrace, that you will be with them regardless of how it may appear. Give them the ability to have faith regardless of how it may appear or what is happening in their physical body, knowing that you are still God on the throne. So we say, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Thank you, beloved ones. See you next week. See you tomorrow morning, 7:30, for all who are able to make it, 7:30 Mountain Time. Okay, but anyway, I want to thank you, and God bless you, and continue to grow, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye.